It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're going to tackle one of the most common questions people have about mindfulness. What should I do when my mind wanders during mindfulness practice? If you've ever tried to meditate or practice mindfulness, you know how easy it is for your mind to drift. 1 minute, 1 second, you're focusing on your breath, and the next, you're thinking about what you're going to have for lunch or replaying a conversation from earlier. The good news is that mind wandering is completely normal. In fact, it's part of the process. The key is not to stop your mind from wandering, but to learn how to gently guide it back to the present moment when it does. Before we dive into how to handle a wandering mind, let's talk about why it happens. Our brains are wired for distraction. On any given day, we have thousands of thoughts running through our minds, plans, memories, worries, daydreams. We have 50,000 thoughts a day on average. Our minds are designed to think, to jump from one idea to the next, and to solve problems. So when you sit down to practice mindfulness, it's natural for the mind to continue doing what it's used to. Mind wandering is not a sign that you're doing mindfulness wrong. It's actually a sign that you're paying attention. The fact that you notice your mind has wandered means you're aware, and that is a key part of mindfulness practice. So now that we know that it's normal for the mind to wander, let's talk about how to handle it. Here are some practical tips for guiding your focus back to the present moment when distractions arise. Number one, acknowledge the distraction without judgment. The first step is to recognize when your mind has wandered. When you notice that your thoughts have drifted, simply acknowledge it. You might say to yourself, I'm thinking about work, or I'm distracted by that conversation, or even just thinking. The important part is to acknowledge the distraction without judgment. Don't beat yourself up or feel like you've failed. Wandering is natural. Noticing it is success. Number two, gently redirect your attention. Once you've acknowledged the distraction, gently guide your attention back to the present moment. If you're focusing on your breath, bring your attention back to the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body. If you're practicing mindful walking, bring your focus back to the feeling of your feet on the ground. The key here is to be gentle with yourself. There's no need to force your attention back or to get frustrated if it happens again, when it happens again. Number three, use your breath as an anchor. The breath is one of the most reliable anchors for mindfulness because it's always with you. Whenever your mind wanders, return to the sensation of your breath. Notice how the air feels as it enters your nostrils, fills your lungs, and then leaves your body. By focusing on your breath, you ground yourself in the present moment and create a simple, steady point of focus. Number four, bring curiosity to your wandering mind. Rather than seeing mind wandering as a problem, approach it with curiosity. Ask yourself, where did my mind go just now? Was it a worry about the future? A memory from the past? Bringing curiosity to your distractions can help you gain insight into your thought patterns without getting caught up in them. Number five, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness is about paying attention without judgment, and that includes being kind to yourself when your mind wanders. Instead of feeling frustrated or disappointed, offer yourself some compassion. You might say, "It's okay that my mind wandered. That's part of the practice." This kindness helps you stay motivated to continue practicing, even when it feels challenging. And number six, set a daily intention for focus. If this is what you'd like to work on, you might make today's daily intention. How many more ways can I continue to gently return my focus to the present moment even more? If you're unsure how to set daily intentions, check out episode 59 dedicated to intention setting. It'll guide you through the process of creating meaningful intentions to support your mindfulness practice. In Buddhist teachings, there's a concept known as the monkey mind. This refers to the restless jumping nature of our thoughts, much like a monkey swinging from tree to tree. The mind jumps from one idea to the next, and it can be hard to keep it focused on the present. But just as a monkey can learn to settle down, so can the mind. Through mindfulness practice, we train the mind to rest in the present moment. And just like training a monkey, it takes time, patience, and compassion. Every time you guide your mind back to the present, you're strengthening your ability to focus and be mindful. So remember, mind wandering is not a sign that you're failing at mindfulness. It's a sign that you're engaging with the practice. Every time your mind wanders, you have an opportunity to gently guide it back to the present moment. Over time, this practice will help you cultivate greater focus, patience, and compassion. And that's all I have for today. I do hope that you've found these tips helpful for handling distractions and mind wandering during your mindfulness practice. If you are interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, I offer one-on-one and group coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out the new It's Now Again app, and there you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to help you strengthen your focus. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.